disponibles. Dumela, goeiemôre, good morning, sanibonani.
Morning, Chair.
Morning, Chair.
Morning, Chair.
You good?
Recording in progress. Are we ready to start, colleagues?
Yes, Chair, we are.
Okay, can we check if we have the requisite quorum? Good morning, Honorable Weber. Good morning, Honorable Bryant.
Good morning, Chairperson.
Good morning, Honorable Winkler.
Morning, Chair.
Good morning, Honorable Mbata.
Morning, Chair.
Good morning, Honorable Mtunu.
Morning, morning, Chair. My apology. I'm in the car on the road, but fine. Thank you.
Honorable Weber, as you track. Okay, not yet back. Very good morning to the department. Good morning to the state law advisor and Ms. Gangen. Is the minister here, Deputy Minister Gift?
We received an apology for Deputy.
Oh, Minister.
Sorry, Chair, it's Honorable Weber. My apologies. I was out for a while. I'm driving. The road mostly I will be fine, but for in case I go out, my sincerest apologies.
Noted. No problem. Thank you very much, Honorable Weber.
Chairperson, good morning and good morning to everyone. I'm sure Minister will be joining us because she did not indicate anything. But I'm sure she'll be joining us soon.
Okay, Gift. The information we have is that from the department, the delegation is led by Mr. Maisela Kekana, with Mr. Tlora Maru, Mr. Witty, Advocate Galip, Mr. Kubese, Ms. Maestri, Ms. Kubela, Mr. Mguni, Mr. Leontinis, Ms. Hani, and Ms. Mbogot. That is the information that I have from the point of view of the department. The state law advisor, I hope, is here today, Mr. Sean Breda, and the parliamentary legal advisor, Ms. Tholishni Gangan. I see the minister has joined us. Good morning, Minister Chrissy.
Good morning, Chairperson, and greetings to all members of the Portfolio Committee. Chair, I am driving at the moment, but so I don't have access to my camera, but I am listening in. Thank you.
Okay. Welcome, Minister. Welcome, Honorable Ganjo.
Morning, Chairperson. Morning.
Honorable Paulsen, good morning and welcome. Okay, can we check if we have apologies, Ms. Maduvela?
Yes, Chair, we do. Deputy Minister Soju and the DG, Ms. Shabalala. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, any other apologies, Honorable Members? Okay, our agenda is rather very short today. It is my belief that we should be done by 10 o'clock. It's only two items. We had requested, basically, this is a continuation of the meeting that we had on Wednesday, which I suppose we're supposed to deal with one or two line items. In my view, we don't really have to go back and read the whole A list unless the meeting decides otherwise. I want to check if this agenda can be adopted as it is by sign of hand. Any mover? Honorable Ntunu.
Thank you, Chair. I move that we adopt the agenda as it is.
Thank you, Honorable Mtunu. Any seconder?
Seconded by Ganjo, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ganjo. Ms. Gangan, I'm sure you do not have much for us.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning to all on the platform this morning.
For some reason, you are muted, Tholishni.
My apologies, Chairperson. Good morning. How are
yes.
you?
I'm very well. Are you well?
Excellent. I'm good, thank you. Good morning to all on the platform this morning. Today, we're literally going to just look at the one clause that the legal team was instructed to go back to and to craft in accordance with the committee's instructions. That I'm referring to clause 10, 10-2B. Chairperson, if I could just ask my colleague to flight the amended A list. Thank you very much. Okay, if you can just move a little bit down. Excellent, thank you. So the way in which the clause has been crafted is that we're saying a serving member of parliament, including a member of a provincial legislature and a member of a municipal council, except a member of a municipal council who has been nominated by the South African Local Government Association, may not be appointed as a commissioner of the Presidential Climate Commission. Chairperson, the legal team is satisfied that this clause, as crafted, deals with the concerns raised at the last committee meeting. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable members, we had requested the legal team to look into this clause. It is now presented that a serving member of parliament, including a member of a provincial legislature and a member of a municipal council, except a member of a municipal council who has been nominated by SALGA, may not be appointed as a commissioner of the Presidential Climate Commission. Can I check if members of the committee are comfortable with this particular clause as it's read? Honorable Brian.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think they've got it spot on, and they've managed to get that balance right. So thank you very much, Ms. Gungan, happy from our side. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Bryant. Honorable Mtulu.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm covered the way it is crafted. I think it covers our discussion. Thank you so much. I'm comfortable.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. May I then check with the legal team? Because in terms of the guidelines, we have a responsibility as the portfolio committee of ensuring that legislation that we are processing is processed correctly in terms of Rule 286. And the committee must be guided to ensure that any changes to the bill does not alter its core purpose and its objective, and it does not change the classification of a specific type of a bill, and it adheres to proper legislative procedures, and obviously it is in line with the constitutional principles. It is my conviction, therefore, that from a legal point of view, Ms. Gungan and Mr. Van Breda, that based on the above changes of the A list, that we are compliant with what I've just mentioned. Can we just get a confirmation from your point of view?
Thank you, Chair. I will allow my colleague to come in after me. But yes, you are correct. The bill has not changed in nature and scope with the amendments that have been affected by the Portfolio Committee. And we are satisfied that the amendments, as they now stand, are the final amendments, and that there are no issues and there are no contradictions in terms of our rules of Parliament. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Van Breda.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Morning, Chair and Honourable Members. I concur with my colleague. The amendments are indeed in accordance with the rules of Parliament. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Ms. Madubela. Can we then move to the next item? Honourable members, I know for a fact that we have also read, we have shared this draft motion of desirability, because by law we are required then to, if we agree and we are satisfied that the bill as discussed, the A list is in compliance with what I mentioned earlier, we are then required to adopt, to consider and adopt the motion of desirability. So the Portfolio Committee on Forestry, Fisheries and Environment, having considered the Climate Change Bill B9 of 2022 on the National Assembly, Section 76 Bill, referred to it and classified it by the joint tagging mechanism as Section 76 bill reports as follows, that the climate change bill was referred to the committee on the 18th of February 2022 on the ATC number 21 for consideration and adoption. The primary objective of the bill are to facilitate the creation of an effective response to climate change in a long-term equitable transition to a low carbon and climate resilient economy and society in South Africa with the context of sustainable development. The bill also addresses related matters. The committee published an advert on the 20th of April 2022 calling for written submissions within the deadline set for the 27th of May 2022. A total of 13,135 written submissions were received by the closing date. Thereafter, the committee held 27 public hearings in all 9 provinces of South Africa. Within each province, 3 district municipalities were visited. The public hearings were held on the 3rd of February 2023 to the 16th of July 2023. Additional written submissions were received during or after each public hearing, which were more explanatory and did not differ significantly from the oral submission. Consideration of the public input and deliberation of the bill started on the 2nd of August, culminating in the consideration of this report by the committee. Now, in terms of Rule 286, Subsection 4 of the National Assembly, we are required that after due deliberations, the committee must consider a motion on whether the bill is desirable. If the motion is rejected, the bill and its report must be tabled immediately. But if the motion is adopted, the committee must then deliberate on the details of this particular bill or a piece of legislation. Can I then get a mover of the adoption of this motion as presented? Honorable Mkunu.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move that we adopt it as it is presented.
Honorable Mkunu moves that we adopt this motion as is. Honorable Ganjo.
Seconded by Honorable Ganjo. Chair, thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Ganjo. Are there any objections? No objections. It then means we will table the bill after finalization of the A list and the B list in this committee. That should then bring us to the end of the meeting, colleagues. I know there are other mini plenaries that start at 10. At least we have 30 minutes to spare. Thank you very much for attending this meeting, and I wish you the best of today. The meeting is closed. Thank you very much.
Chair, may I say something?
Yes, Minister Chrissy.
Sorry, I don't want to delay honourable members, but I just think it's appropriate to express thanks on behalf of the department for the incredible hard work that honourable members have put into processing this piece of legislation. I am sure that in exercising your duty, you were always guided by the importance of having an adequate response to build climate resilience in our country. But I think that it's important just to say thank you, because we know that you went the extra mile, you gave up your recess time, you traveled extensively. So just to express that word of thanks and appreciation to the fish for swimming. Thank you.
uh, I thank you very much, Minister. I want to, on behalf of the committee, invite Honorable Bryant to express our gratitude to the department for presenting this piece of legislation to the committee. Honorable Bryant.
Thanks, Chair. Well, look, from our side, I think it also has been a long process. And, you know, all of the public hearings, the consideration of the submissions, the meetings, the virtual hearings. But I do think that we've managed to factor in the feedback and the information that's been received from the public. And now it's up to the next process. Obviously, we still have to go through the A-list, but if, you know, the next process, which will be the debates and the NCOP. But thanks very much, Chairperson, as well, for your guidance and for your pragmatism in dealing with the bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Bryant. I also take this opportunity to thank the staff, the administrative team, the legal advisor and the state law advisor, and everybody, the people of South Africa, who took keen interest in participating in formulating this piece of legislation. It will take many centuries to remember this committee, like we have said before, that this has never been done before. But we still have a bit of a long way to go to process the A list and the B list and still go to debates, as per Honorable Bryant. But for now, let's close this meeting, Honorable Members. Thank you very much. Thank you, Minister. The meeting is closed.
Recording stopped.
Thank you, Chair.